This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. A little later in this hour, we'll hear about connecting donors and the people they want to help online.
To receive a random donation from someone who's a stranger, who does not know you really at all, was very overwhelming for a lot of the people that we serve. They would cry in our offices.
But first, joining us now are Ken Sikkema, a senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican legislative leader, and Vicki Barnett, a former Democratic legislator. Attorney General Bill Schuette is the state of Michigan's top lawyer. In that capacity, his office is arguing against a judge's order requiring the state to deliver bottled water to Flint residents. Then, Schuette asked to file a brief taking the exact opposite position on behalf of the people of Flint, and filed the proposed brief in the case. The judge refused it and called it superficial posturing by Schuette. Ken, what is Bill Schuette trying to do here?
Well, the reality is the state's attorney general is often called to represent both sides of a case. I know the average person might scratch their head at that, but it actually happens on a fairly regular basis. But I do think the current attorney general, in the case of Flint, he's kind of taken it to a new level, in particular filing this amicus brief on water delivery directly to homes. And I think his gubernatorial ambitions and aspirations are always going to be a part of this narrative. I just think going forward that he has to ensure that that narrative, that is his political ambitions, don't overwhelm the substance of the criminal and civil litigation, some of which he's initiated himself.
Vicki, is Schuette trying to have his cake and eat it too?
I think in this case, the judge was right on point. His request to issue to bring in a brief was very late. This case has been going on for quite some time now regarding the home delivery. In fact, it's been taking so long to get the state to comply with the judge's orders, he called it a slow walking move on the part of the state of Michigan to comply with his order. This was unusual because Schuette was weighing in very, very late, and it did look like personal posturing.
Let's turn to another topic. President Donald Trump has basically gagged the EPA, freezing grants, telling the agency not to talk to any elected officials or the news media. Ken, I got to tell you, I remember sitting in the reception area of your office when you were the majority leader, and Senator Patty Buchholz, a Republican, came in, and she told me she was there to talk to you about, as I recall it, some new protections for the Great Lakes. And she told me the federal EPA sets a baseline, but as a Great Lakes state, Michigan had an obligation to protect them further. What's changed with Republicans to the point a Republican president is essentially shutting down an agency that protects the environment?
Well, Lester, I think we have to separate sort of the latest Trump shock Twitter or decision from kind of substance. The EPA has already notified the state that, no, they're not going to prohibit grants that Congress authorized in December to help with Flint. But I do think you raise an interesting point. I mean, there is a long tradition going back, frankly, to Abraham Lincoln, but most notably Teddy Roosevelt, where Republican presidents are champions of conservation and environmental protection. I mean, I have to point out the EPA was actually formed under President Nixon.
Right.
And I do think that the current administration, the Trump administration, is going to run into that at some point. Now, it's early in the administration, so we need to see. But there is a strong streak of environmental sensitivity inside the historical Republican Party. And the question is, will that surface and rise again as he attempts to ratchet back EPA?
Vicki, it's not just the EPA, but it's the Department of Agriculture, the National Park Service. What's to be gained by shutting down, or at least telling agencies to shut up?
That's very concerning. I think that's what alarmed a lot of people with the executive order to take down the climate change page from the EPA and to basically not talk to the public at all about any scientific research going on or other things. But I think Ken is right. When we talk about the EPA, there has been a longstanding policy in this state, regardless of partisanship, that we have to protect the environment we live in, not only for us, but for future generations. I'm concerned right now about Asian carp and a lot of threats to the Great Lakes, which is 20% of the world's fresh water, and we really have to protect it. I think the underlying thing here, and you'll see it when we talk about infrastructure and other things, that the president is currently issuing executive order after executive order to show that he's on top of what he's supposed to be doing and what he promised the people. And part of that is to streamline regulations. When it comes to the environment, I am not in favor of streamlining the regulations because I think it puts our environment in danger. But we have to wait and see.
President Trump insists there were 3 to 5 million illegal votes and that without that fraud, he'd have won the popular vote. Now, for the record, there is no evidence of millions of fraudulent votes. Secretary of State Ruth Johnson says there certainly wasn't any in Michigan. Ken, what's the president's goal here?
Well, you know, I'm not a psychiatrist, so I don't know what the president's goal here, but I kind of agree with Republican Senator Lester Graham. Look, if you think there's fraud,
you mean Lindsey Graham?
I'm sorry, Lindsey Graham. I was thinking of you. I elevated you.
Thank you very much, but I'll let Lindsey Graham take the credit.
All right. Yeah, because you might say something you don't like. So, so I apologize. Yes, Senator Lindsey Graham. I agree with him. You know, he basically said to the president on this fraud issue, prove it. If you believe it, okay, you know, I don't believe it, he basically said, but if you believe it, then prove it. And I think that's the obligation he has. If he wants to sort of stay on this drumbeat, he's got to produce some evidence more than just his sort of personal opinion.
Vicky, does claiming millions of fraudulent votes without substantiation give the Republicans cover they need to further restrict voting rights?
No. I think that the average elected official is at the point now where they just there's no substantiation for those claims. Most of the secretaries of states across the country are Republicans. They've also said that under their watch there is no fraud. And to keep claiming that there's fraud really puts elections under a microscope that it doesn't need to be there. President Trump won the election. It is clear that he lost the popular vote. That's how we do things here based on the Electoral College. It happened in the year 2000. This is not highly unusual in this day and age of hyperpartisanship. But to keep harping on something that doesn't exist really puts into question what comes out of the White House eventually. Is it true? Is it what we call alternative facts? And are we dealing with an administration that doesn't want to recognize reality and move forward? Or is it going to be stuck in a personal vacuum where everything is a personal slight? And I think President Trump needs to move on and start dealing with the business of the people of the United States instead of his own personal quirks and psychoses. I thought Ken had it right at the beginning of his statement.
That's Vicky Barnett, an Oakland County Democrat and former legislator, and Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Thanks to both of you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Hey, you too.
Thank you. Thanks, Lester.